This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody, and that includes people in America and around the world. This is Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. He's catching up on a lot of farming chores, and he's a little inundated with lots of rain, so things are a little slow in his neck of the woods. So in my neck of the woods, I'm going to take advantage of a little airtime. And what I'm going to do is what I usually do. I'm going to try to defend America. I'm going to stick up for the little guy, the bottom 93% of income earners. I'm going to try to wake people up. I'm going to use financial, economic, social, and political rationale and connect the dots to corruption, manipulation, double standards. And I'm going to digress. I'm going to go into tangents. I'm going to talk about the chain reactions of all this, on how there's a psyop behind the scenes and the agenda and the consequences that's happening in America. And yes, I will use personal experience. And personal experience really has credibility, folks, because I said this on Friday. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say a few things I said on Friday again. And how many times will it be the mainstream media, the Democrats, even the rhinos on the right, Hollywood, big tech, big pharma? We see them and they get caught every day with second-hand information, third-hand information, fourth-hand information, rumors, gossip, hearsay. What does that remind you of? Everything that's fake, made up, set up, everything that's phony. And we've seen this for over 3 years in the Trump administration. Not that they're doing it, but they are the target. Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 the P dossier, Stormy Daniels, General Flynn, the Mueller trial, Obamagate, Spygate, on and on and on, with no evidence and no credibility. It's gone over the top, folks. And the only people who's really going to change it is us. You know, it's just like this COVID-19, is it really about our personal safety? Is it really about us, or is it about the agenda? And I've talked about the agenda many times against Trump and the Patriots, and the chain reaction that's occurring, crashing the economy, delegitimizing work, eliminating free markets, forcing austerity with no representation for the little guy. Getting rid of cash because it's so-called dirty. It might carry the virus. So we can have a government-created, centralized cryptocurrency or centralized something, which means you will be in a cash system for the rest of your life. Unless, of course, you can throw a ball through a hoop or do some type of bread and circus. Or you're really good at dividing the people or dumbing them down, then maybe you'll get a better life than the rest of us. Is it to stop patriotic, peaceful assembly? is it to allow technology to be controlled by big tech and China with the assistance of the UN, the World Health Organization, Hollywood, Soros, Gates, and all the other big-name players? Well, what we have is the worst unemployment ever. How about social distancing? Is it to make us submissive, break our will, embarrass the people? Wear those silly hats so you can embarrass everybody who's wearing them to promote submissiveness? How about domestic violence increasing, depression, suicides, division, chaos, infighting? How about the elimination of the Constitution, freedom, liberty, and the rule of law? That's right. Our Constitution is the rule of law. How about food shortages? That's code for starvation, folks. How about depopulation? Elimination of free speech. Forced vaccines to lower our immune system. Just as 5G towers going everywhere. So we can have immunity passports. Forced lockdowns, house arrests, and delegitimizing work, where unemployment's around 23%. Have I mentioned delegitimizing work? Yes, I have. And I mention this a lot because a lot of people like hearing the truth. So this is what happens when we allow the powers that be to use political correctness and allow divide and conquer strategies to occur. The simple term for political correctness, folks, the number one antonym is truth. But that doesn't matter because once in a while, the mainstream media really shows their hand, like when Micah Brzezinski from MSNBC says, quote, the media's job is to control exactly what people think. So do you want to be sheeple? Do you want to be told what to do, what to say, who to do it with, when to do it, where to go? And be monitored by some type of electronic gimmick that shows you every move? So you can be blackmailed, bribed, coerced into some type of conformity, blacklisted? We can no longer hedge our bet, folks. We have laws, we have a Bill of Rights, we have a Constitution. The silent majority must now show up. Being an American is not a participation sport. We can no longer stick up for our group, hyphen, or pronoun. True patriots are hated for standing for principle. So the powers that be, too many people think they care about what group you're in. They care about your gender, the gender you identify, your shade of skin pigmentation, your sexual orientation, your religion. No, they don't. What they do is try to create as much chaos and infighting as possible to create division, which is, again, divide and conquer strategies under political correct category. There's 1,000 subsets under political correctness. And that's what they do. And I've given thousands of examples over the years on how the powers that be, while we're infighting against each other and demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, they're taking money and redistributing that wealth from the bottom 93% to the pockets of the super wealthy. And this is why I talk about laws of excess. So let's talk about delegitimizing work since I went there already. When certain people or groups demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what victim group status you have, eliminating certain criteria that has made America great, like hard work, proven results, qualifications. When you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job because of what group you come from, you are doubting your own value. You're creating an economic black hole. And we can see this, and I've talked about this forever, how we're in a deflationary, stagflationary environment with inflation for the necessities for the little guy going through the roof. So when we demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations and you demand to reward mediocrity. The little guy, because of the destruction of America, doesn't get the opportunities and knowledge and ingenuity and productivity and innovation opportunities that the elite have. You never empower a nation or a group by demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations. What they're really doing in front of your face, not just behind your back, is insulting your work ethic, your ability, and your intelligence. So you turn America into a law of diminishing returns when nothing matters and people are giving up because there's no opportunity. There's no availability. There's nothing because nothing matters. And the same people who are demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job are demanding that the people who are directly affected don't have protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law. In other words, there's no check on runaway power. And what we do is the same people have been enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies and industries in our country and the world by giving them a liability immunity. So when you try to defend your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, in lieu of starting to be Americans, you're really insulting yourself. Because the welfare, the food stamps, what the little guys get is nothing compared to what the big corporate American government workers get in benefits, paychecks, and pensions. We have given free lunch to the elite by allowing this political correctness to happen. And all that wealth redistribution not only goes from the little guy to the big guy, but they're creating precedents and tax loopholes and giving themselves the best asset ownership while we're fighting against each other with divide and conquer strategies. Haven't you noticed, whether it be Hollywood or the mainstream media or the elite, the biggest mouths, the people who had the best opportunity for nepotism connections, who feel the most entitled, who have the biggest inheritances, have the biggest mouths, and yet they're selling, basically they're going after certain people and selling them out to the highest bidder, eliminating the rule of law, while they're basically, especially in high government positions, manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation. Hypocrisy and double standards and brainwashing is being done every 5 seconds in this country right now. And they're using the little people as pawns while we don't get any representation. And they're destroying us. They're killing us biologically, chemically, technologically, while we're being psychologically neutered. We're allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. And this is why we need a proportionate response to the people waking up, who is exponential, but those same people have to speak up and do something about it. That's where we are in America. Because the powers that be are going to be using forced vaccines, eugenics, depopulation, genocide against us. We have to stop their free lunch. Folks, I will be back right after the break. I appreciate you being here.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheepin here, sitting in for Vincent Finelli, who's catching up on some farming. And what's going on in America right now is a major wake-up, and it's been going on for a year. And people are understanding that we are losing our freedoms, our liberties. And what the bottom line is that the patriots, the authors, the alternative media are doing the work that the mainstream media, the elite, academia, lawyers, judges, politicians, bankers, FBI, CIA, all intelligence agencies, including the DOJ, won't. And they're spending our money on their cover-ups. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to do what our regular listeners are used to me doing. Vince always calls it news in a flash, and because I'm by myself, I'll try and speak a little slower. I feel obligated to give as much information to the people as possible, to wake up as many people as possible, because I really feel that our next 6 months is going to make or break our country. This is it. This next 6 months is D-Day. And if we do not go back to the rule of law, if we do not go back to truth, and you've heard me many times mention the baseline for standing for principle, just the base, and that is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth. And the third is if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then you better do it. Because we can't have a sliding scale of rules, laws, and accountability. You know, I've heard all the subsets under rules like ethics and morals and values. I've heard all the subsets under law, like policies. And the word accountability doesn't even mean anything in this country anymore. It all depends what group you come from. Is it private sector? Is it public sector? Where? What part of the hierarchy are you in government versus, say, the private sector, especially the big corporate America private sector? Because a little guy has no protection under the rule of law. And that's why we have a fascist system that Donald Trump inherited. He inherited a very corrupt system. Now, I'm going to talk about that in a little more detail, as I did on Friday. So what I'm going to do is a little news in a flash, and I'm going to talk about some articles. And when I pick articles, I usually choose pretty up-to-date articles, articles that have occurred, published articles in the public domain since I was last on the air. And the last time I was on the air was Friday. But it's not hard to find articles. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, instead of starting with the bad news, or it should be categorized as the obstacles that President Trump has to deal with on a daily basis from traitors and cowards, I'm going to start with some good news. Not that these things will be coming to fruition, but at least they're going into print. And the first article is, researchers in Ecuador claim 100% COVID-19 cure rate with chlorine dioxide. Now, do you remember, folks, when we were, President Trump mentioned something and the mainstream media took it 100% out of context when he was talking about, injecting something? Well, chlorine dioxide basically is also a mineral solution known as MMF. It's not a drug. It's a mineral solution, and it's 22% sodium chloride, which when activated becomes chlorine dioxide. And some of you might know it, again, as MMS, and it's registered by the FDA for methicillin-resistant Staph aureus prevention protocol. Now, it's a powerful oxidizer, and it destroys poisons, neutralizes chemicals, kills parasites, and releases a certain heat energy. So, there's certain things that, because of laws, you can't use, say, the word cures. And that's basically the perfect opportunity for plausible deniability with big pharmaceutical companies. And I will be back, folks, right after the break. I really appreciate you being here. Please stay with us.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
American auto workers back on the job after weeks of auto plant shutdowns because of the pandemic, and management and union officials agree that yesterday's first day back went well. This UAW member at a Ford plant in Detroit says,
"It's a learning curve. It's different. They got a lot of new safety precautions in place. The mask is difficult to wear. It fogs your glasses up. But we're going to be all right.
The precautions do slow down the normal production rate. One worker telling reporters while they'd normally build 400 trucks during a shift, they only managed to produce about 100 yesterday. President Trump saying the World Health Organization is, in his words, a puppet of China, telling reporters the organization's response to the global pandemic has been a very sad job. He recently halted U.S. contributions to the WHO. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S. Senator Marco Rubio will now be chairing the Senate Intelligence Committee. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the Florida Republican will be acting chairman in the absence of Senator Richard Burr. Burr of North Carolina stepped down from the chairman's position last week amid a federal probe into his stock trades just before the coronavirus pandemic hit. Today will be Rubio's first day in that new role. The Federal Trade Commission says complaints have been pouring in about nursing homes improperly forcing patients on Medicaid to turn over their government stimulus checks. The agency says facilities claim the $1,200 checks were considered Medicaid resources and should be given to the facilities, but the FTC says the payments can be used as tax credits, meaning facilities cannot take the residents' money that they received under the CARES Act. An actor-comedian Adam Sandler and the NBA superstar LeBron James teaming up for an upcoming Netflix basketball movie. The comedy legend will star in the James-produced Hustle, which follows an American basketball scout bringing an international player to the United States. James' notable transition to the film industry, highlighted by his upcoming acting and producing role in Space Jam, A New Legacy, the sequel to that 90s movie starring Michael Jordan. The Spring Hill Entertainment Production Company, founded by the NBA icon and partner Maverick Carter, will be taking on both of those projects. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I'm going over some slightly good news in articles, which is yet to be seen, but probably all theater. The next article is Democrat governors hit with a flurry of lawsuits. Well, let's see what happens. This regarding to lockdown and things of that nature. Let's see where this goes. I'm not going to hang my hat on anything optimistic right now because our lawyers and judges, which we have proved, are bought and paid for. It's unbelievable when you think of the fact that we have had for decades more lawyers than the whole world combined. Can you imagine the size of this group being bought and paid for? Wow. We're in trouble. Next article, Washington Post mocked without mercy for Stacey Abrams' profile, calling her a supermodel. I want to go there so bad, but I'm not. Next article, Cuomo scrambles to change nursing homes' virus policies amid catastrophic death tolls, and Democrats are calling for independent investigation. That's probably going to be theater to buy time and to saturate the news wires. Next article. 2 months later, Andrew Cuomo says protecting nursing homes top priority. Aha. It's amazing to me. All right. Next article. Italian politician demands Bill Gates' arrest for crimes against humanity. You know, when you really think about it, folks, why is, President Trump has admitted he was on HCQ, I can't even pronounce it right now because I don't have it in front of me, HCQ. Okay, and it's amazing how the elite and the Democrats are protecting big pharma profits. And are there other cures about this drug that the elites don't want us to know about? See, the big pharma, which I worked for over 20 years, I'm going to talk about that in a little bit here, they don't care about cures. They want to manage symptoms for profit. And as we can see, all the so-called experts are bought and paid for to follow the prescribed, no pun intended, narrative. And that's where we are at. Next article, Congress calls Bezos to testify over possibly, see that, criminally false Amazon claims. That's yet to be determined, folks, because with all of our lawyers and judges being bought and paid for, I think everything is just theater right now in this country. Now I'm going to go for some of the articles that you could label it as bad news, but I'm going to really label it as the obstacles that our president has to go through on a minute-by-minute basis. Our president, who takes a $1 salary, our president, who's a billionaire, who could be living this great life on a hill, flying all around the world, going on fishing trips, doing this, doing that, but yet he's taken all this for us, and I think he deserves some respect for it. Now, I realize there's a lot of things he's not doing that we think he should be doing, and that's called, Monday morning quarterback. But he's surrounded by so many traitors and cowards who only care about manufacturing their perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation. So here we go. First article, House Democrats tell SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, they may impeach Trump again. See, they need to saturate the news wires. It's all about offense for them and doubling down. It's not about evidence. It's not about the rule of law. It's desperation is what it is. Next article, report 6 of 7 high-risk sex offenders freed in California, rearrested. This is for your public safety, folks. Next article, report, Los Angeles inmates freed from jail without being tested for COVID-19. See, they got to have chaos. They got to have infighting. This is what it's all about. This is from the city where the mayor says, you don't do what I tell you, I am going to shut off your power and your water. We don't just have medical tyranny here, folks. We have totalitarian tyrannical. This is beyond 1984 in Orwell, way beyond it. Next article, 68% of unemployed workers in the U.S. are eligible for payments that are greater than the loss of earnings. See, I've been mentioning this for years, and this is why I harp on this, and it's not just because a lot of people are thanking me for mentioning this. It's the fact that delegitimizing work is part of the agenda. That's why I've been mentioning this for years. When you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, you can make hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications worth a lot less. And what you're doing is you're doubting the value of people who are buying into this victim group, protectionist group status. And then when you eliminate the rights and the protection and restitution of the rule of law by demanding that, no check on runaway power, you're setting precedents where the rule of law means nothing. And we've given countless examples of that. While enabling and protecting those corrupt companies and industries in the country and the world. Next article. United Nations claims it's politically incorrect to say husband or wife. I know a lot of you think I'm making up these articles. I promise you I am not. These are all published articles in the public domain. I could not make this stuff up. Next article. Meet Barbara Ferrer, the social justice warrior with no medical background, leading LA's COVID response. So, so much for experts. As long as you play with the agenda and the narrative, you can be anything you want as long as you say the right thing and don't say the wrong thing. Next article. Hillary Clinton lumps armed shutdown protesters alongside domestic terrorism. No, it's in our Bill of Rights. It's in our Constitution. It's the rule of law. When governments go tyrannical, when they don't give rights or restitution to their people, when everybody and every organization at the top is bought and paid for, including the FBI, the DOJ, the NSA, the CIA, what are people supposed to do? How do we survive? Next article. William Barr speaks, no criminal charges for Obama or Biden. Well, if there's no criminal charges, I just really hope that there's military charges. Because we've talked on this show, and almost every show in the alternative media has talked about Fusion GPS, Hillary Clinton, Obama, all these guys, Clapper, Brennan. I mean, the list is so long, and we've connected so many dots, and we really need justice, because if the rule of law is gone in this instance, then America's gone too, and they're going to take the middle class with it if it's not gone already. Next article, taxpayer-funded PBS partners with communists on pro-Beijing documentary. I swear to God, I'm not making this stuff up, folks. This is real published articles in the public domain and verified. Next article, bars and restaurants allowed to reopen if they agree to snitch on customers regarding your credit card, regarding your behaviors, regarding what you say, regarding what you eat, regarding about this is where we're going. And I talked about the next article here, public humiliation. Cafes are making customers wear stupid hats with these things you float out in the pool and little kids hit each other with to enforce social distancing. I am not kidding you. I've seen the videos. Or lease, the commercial real estate apocalypse in photos. We've talked about how commercial real estate is going down fast. Next article. Pelosi gives stimulus checks to illegals. Illegals. Next article, Pelosi coronavirus plan bails out rich with tax breaks and cheap labor. See, folks, all the bailouts, the too big to fails, the too big to jails. You know, and I've talked about welfare for the rich so many times, you know, regarding printing money out of thin air, all these so-called liquidity arguments where it goes to the banks and Wall Street, fractional reserve lending, banks lending out way more than they have with no consequences. Stock buybacks, I've spent tons of time on this regarding the fact that the money doesn't go into new products or services, doesn't go into expansion R&D. It goes into earnings per share by getting rid of outstanding shares of stock. So the dividends go to the elite, the top 10% who own the stocks, who can afford the stocks, who are basically getting bailed out, not through supply and demand and free markets, and then the executives get to cash in their stock options while they're creating new debt for acquisitions and mergers and basically consolidating, which means getting rid of even more employees. So that's where Nancy Pelosi. It's not a good idea for morbidly obese Trump to take hydroxychloroquine. Okay, it's spelled out in front of me here. I can remember HCQ here. So this is what we're... Can you imagine when a Republican fat shames anybody? Oh, my gosh. He's a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, xenophobe, ism-ist, you name it. There's something about this HCQ, folks, that we need to figure out what other possible cures or management of symptoms it has. Because this is a 60-year-old drug that's very inexpensive, and big pharma and big tech want the profits. And they want eugenics, depopulation, and genocide. They want free lunch. Next article. Graham again rejects call for Obama testimony. There better be a military tribunal, or else America's going to get very ugly. Next article. Amendment to keep feds out of citizens' internet history fails. This is code for we are going to look up what you see. We are going to control what you see. We're going to use this as blackmail against you. That's what that means. Next article. UN officials suggest lockdown should continue. Next article. Top CDC official. We'll just get rid of all whites in the United States who refuse vaccines. I saw the video. This is a quote. Top CDC official. We'll just get rid of all whites in the United States who refuse vaccines. Next article. Google punishing sites who report truth on COVID-19. We've heard real experts, a lot of physicians, come forth and talk about the benefits and talk about what's happening behind the scenes with COVID-19 and true death rates. There's been a lot of people reporting how a lot of these hospitals are getting extra money by reporting COVID-19 as a death, even though deaths in so many different instances, like heart disease and cancer and so many more, are going down. What a coincidence, huh, folks? It's just easy math. I'll be back right after the break, folks. I really appreciate you being here.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vince today. He's catching up on some farming. We're closing out hour number one. I'm going to finish up some more news in a flash here. Next article, Bill de Blasio warns New York City beachgoers, you will be taken right out of the water. People, you better start standing up for your rights. Next article, Epstein defender Dershowitz says forced vaccination is legal. Do I even need to comment on that tyrannical, totalitarian, communist remark? Next article, President Tweety, creepy, dorky Joe Biden dings Trump with a stupid nickname. Well, our president has to tweet because 93% of the information and news about him is negative, is out of context, is a hoax, is propaganda, is lies, is gaslighting, and false flags. So how else is he supposed to get to the people? Well, as I mentioned earlier, one of the agendas is to get rid of rallies and get rid of Joe Biden off the air, do a virtual reality so it can be changed and switched up to make him look good. Next article, Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew spied on Flynn, Manafort, and the Trump family, says whistleblower, breaking exclusive. Next article, Canada partners with China to develop a vaccine for coronavirus, which was spread by China. Can't make this stuff up, folks. Next article, Bill Gates admits that 700,000 people will be harmed or killed by coronavirus vaccines. Pretty good incentive that right there to take that, huh? Andrew Cuomo says nobody should be prosecuted for New York virus deaths. Remember what I talked about when you enable and protect the most corrupt companies or big government in the country and you give them liability immunity because certain people feel obligated to play the victim group status card and make sure that there's no protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law for the people? That's when you get no check on runaway power, folks. Next article, revealed Amazon funding partners with far-left hate group SPLC. Now, I think most, 99% of this audience knows that I don't make up these articles because I believe this audience does do its own reading and research and they've seen some of these articles in the alternative media, which is going to give you a lot better chance of truth in lieu of lies, propaganda, false flags, and hoaxes, which we've given thousands of those over the years. And I'm going to, remember I told you I'm going to go off into tangents, and I am. I really appreciate this Mark Twain quote, and I'm going to repeat it again, and I'm going to repeat it as often as I can. It's very short and sweet. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, and brave, and hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And it's so important, folks, that we listen to our history. We read and research and think for ourselves. You know, Vince and I have said many times, don't believe what we say. Verify it. Do your own reading and research. It's very obvious that the powers that be have duped a lot of people, conned them, played them, used them to poison us against each other. And one of the biggest dupes is when people feel that they need to play the victim group status card and demand to lower the bars and expectations for a job and basically make neuter hard work, proven results, qualifications, and et cetera. So when you do that and you create these economic black holes, you are eliminating the middle class. You are eliminating the control of one's destiny. And when you look at where we're going as a country, you know, especially with the information that we're not getting, that too many people aren't getting because we're being deplatformed or shadow banned. The computer algorithms are censoring and surveilling us. Every time we try to decentralize, which I'm a proponent of, at every level, the aristocracy are basically selling people out for this addiction they have of power, money, and control, using hacking, using cookies, computer viruses, while we are allowing the Facebooks, the Googles, and the Amazon to have billions of dollars of contracts with our CIA for cloud services. And this is why we need whistleblowers. We need heroes. Because artificial intelligence is going to take over everything. And we will not have a life. We will be sheeple if we don't stand up and change the corrupt system. Folks, hour number one is over. I'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you again for being here.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.